get the honors of introducing Miss Carolyn. So we're very glad that you come share with us today. So, Miss Carolyn, then.
Well, I'm very much flattered, that's all I can say. I'm really here to talk about America 250 with my DAR hat on. And no, I don't wear this every time I go to a DAR meeting. I usually have a lot more glitter on. We're pretty glitzy people. But I hope all of you know what America 250 is, because we're getting ready to celebrate the 250th birthday of the United States next July. Now, DAR, really early on, because we believe in patriotism, education, and historical preservation. So very early on, the DAR was very fortunate, I assume, to be part of what the government in 2016 came up with a committee, a national committee, to say, how can we start preparing to celebrate? Because you can't wait till the last minute. And I really feel like we've waited till the last minute. But that committee was made up of 8 members of Congress, 16 private citizens, which one of them was our national regent at the president at the time, and 9 federal officials. The whole idea was that we would be championing some of the goals of, let me move over here if you don't mind. This is one time I don't get it memorized. You know, normally I do. Was to, the mission was going to be on education, teaching our youth and reminding ourselves of the sacrifices that were made for our freedoms. There would be unity. We would try to weave a national tapestry of remembrance through patriotism and community participation. And we would try to create a legacy, would be creating for the people to come in the future, that they would be able to think about what had happened on this 250th anniversary, and it would be something to look at. The DAR itself, as I said, was the natural for this, and of course, the ladies jumped right in and started raising money, which is one of our things, and you all might be surprised to learn, I know the men probably won't appreciate this, but the women usually sell jewelry to themselves. I mean, lovely pieces, and the money that's raised goes towards whatever their projects happen to be. And I just came back from D.C., where we have a new president general and she has a new theme, and the idea is we're going to help save the cherry blossoms in Washington, D.C. And after 3 days, we had sold $444,000 worth of jewelry we had bought. Let's put it that way. Not Carolyn, but anyway, I did buy a few pieces. So what happened is they decided they'd put up money to help fund this project, not only get all the chapters involved, but put up some money. And they did put up money for grants for local chapters to apply for, and many of them have. And across the state of Kentucky, in a sense, we are behind or across the country, because they started applying for grants to have markers for the patriots in their county or their community, and doing some other things that would be very hard for local ladies to raise enough money to accomplish that. And I'm here today because of the trickle-down effect, because I suddenly realized we were not really doing anything, and I wanted to see that the community got involved. I started looking back to 1976, and maybe a few of you in this room remember 1976. I remember it quite well, and I even remember where I was on July the 4th of 1976. I was on Kentucky Lake, but there were so many church bells ringing in the community that you could hear them on the lake. So I knew, you know, I already knew what was happening, but it was really a wonderful feeling, and even today, to look back and say, I know where I was. I'd like for people in 2026 to look back and say, I know where I was, because there will be many people in this community who will celebrate the 300th birthday of this country. I brought with me today just a few things, and I'm collecting other things
This was a taxi model that was put out during the time. This was a bank in 1976, and it's full of 1976 pennies. And this actual shoe, and I'm not sure where I acquired this, because it doesn't say bicentennial, it says centennial on it. So I just can't believe it. But maybe it came through my family somewhere, I don't remember it. And then this is a map of the counties, Lyon and Caldwell, a nice map. There's stamps up here, and of course there were coins, and I do have coins. We plan to have a little display at the genealogy library of things we've collected from people. Now, I have to tell you that in doing this research, two things have surfaced. One is that if you were born in Kentucky, in 1976, you received a special birth certificate, and I have yet to see one. And I would hope somebody will share one with us before things are going. We'd make a picture and at least have it on exhibit. We can mark your name out if you don't want anybody to know, you know, who it was. But it actually is red, white, and blue, has a seal on it, and the bicentennial seal for that year, and the date. So it's a very special-looking birth certificate. The other thing is, and then I mentioned at City Hall, that the city of Princeton was named a bicentennial city. Now, I know they had to fill out a lot of paperwork to get that, I'm not sure, but they received a flag, and only cities that had been approved could have that. And we were hoping maybe that will surface somewhere, but it may be long gone. We know how things kind of do. Other beautiful things that were happening is that the churches all got really involved, and they had old-fashioned dinner on the ground at different churches, and gospel sings or hymn sings. The senior citizens in Princeton got involved. The many other clubs did things like they had fashion shows. There was a bicycle parade. I don't know today if we have enough bicycles we could do that, but that was interesting to me to see that was happening. They even arranged, the town did, to have a replica of the Liberty Bell brought here, and it didn't go to every town. So if some of you may remember, I wasn't here, so I don't remember that. The newspaper featured historical homes once a month at least as I've looked through the paper. It all ended with a Christmas celebration, which kind of makes sense at the end of that. So what's happening right now that I know of or I'm aware of for 250? Well, if you or your business participated in, and I know Jim's did, I thank you, in the Two Lights by Paul Revere, where we ask everybody to put two lights on their porch on or two lanterns out, or we said even two candles in your window, because it was for one by land and two by sea. And we had a nice participation. I received a lot of photos that we will plan to put in whatever the DAR puts together. Then the DAR, Mr. Sims, one of our magistrates, I was at the courthouse one day asking about something else, and he mentioned to me that they would like to have bunting around the top of the courthouse. And I said, well, maybe the DAR could help. You know, when did they want to do this? And I said, well, I think it's too late this year. He knows I've told the story. So it wasn't long I was at a DAR function, and someone comes in and says, I have a note to give to you from Jeff Sims. It's a bill for the bunting at the courthouse. I said, really? I don't recall telling him the DAR would pay for the bunting. I said, maybe we could help raise some funds for the bunting. Well, we were getting ready, as I said. So the DAR paid for the bunting that you all saw at the courthouse this year. Now, I know the two panels that come down, I told Jeff they were anemic, that they had to go. We had to find some other place to put them and have the nice bunting put around the top. So the DAR will be looking to try to raise money. The panels, those pieces of bunting are about $70 a piece, I think. So, yes. So you can see the DAR was very generous in their fundraising. So maybe an organization or someone
would do a panel, you know, as we go around. Or you don't have to just, you know, whatever, we'll keep working. And the other thing that I know is getting ready to happen is that the Historical Society, because, you know, you'll want memorabilia from this 250th, just like people saved it from the 200th. The DAR, I mean, the Historical Society here has ordered flags, and at their Black Patch booth, if you go by, they will be handing these out until they run out. The other things that have I have seen in other places, but no one here has picked up on, is crocheting a poppy, and those could be sold or given away. And the other is the fan. You know, you can make your story at the bottom of that. So those things are kind of ideas as you look at what might could be happening. The Gradanium Club here in town has put their reading list together for the coming year, and it will focus on America 250. As one of them said, no, we're not reading every book about the American Revolution, because they could read things that would be inclusive of all peoples and still fit in to that America 250 theme. The DAR has requested the American Revolution Experience, which is a traveling exhibit from the American Battlefield Trust. The DAR helped fund putting together that traveling exhibit, and if it's approved, then we do not have to pay, if the DAR asking for it, any funds for shipping it here or shipping it on to the next place or anything like that. It's all taken care of by the DAR. It would be housed at the Princeton Art Guild. I've talked to Joe. He said it could be flexible if we were able to get that exhibit. So we don't know at this point, but that would be a wonderful thing, I think, for us to do. Speaking with Wayne Yates, one of the things we're planning to do is with Adsmore, we were going to host a luncheon, like a again, one of his learn luncheons. And this time, the ladies of the DAR would feature people who were real daughters, whose dad was a patriot, who's buried at Cedar Hill Cemetery. We wouldn't be able to do them all, but we would pick certain ones. And we even have one loyalist daughter buried at Cedar Hill. That means that her father was certainly for the British. So that will be an interesting piece to add. And it's only fitting we would have it at Adsmore because Catherine Garrett was one of the founding members in 1970 of the local DAR chapter. So she, actually someone portraying Catherine, will invite us to her home for us to portray the daughters, which I think will be a really wonderful time to do. The senior citizens, I've talked to them at the senior, and they think they might be able to arrange some needlework, quilts, whatever, to show to the public of their things, not necessarily 250, but just showing up artwork from a different time. Now I have a question for you. How many Revolutionary War patriots, that means soldiers, do you think are buried in Caldwell County? There are three we've identified in Cedar Hill. I'll just tell you that. So how many do you think? You know I'm at Cedar Hill all the time. So how many do you think? Anybody want to guess? Somebody's going to Google to see. I don't think it'll tell, but it might.
40.
Anybody else have a guess?
18.
There are 54. I actually have brought a little gift if anybody got it, but they didn't, so I'll just carry it back. But I did bring some. But I have to tell you, this all came from the work at the genealogy library. And the ladies have not only, you know, they've verified that those people are really dead. If anybody wants to pass around the list, you can see the names. And that brings me to the point. If you're interested in becoming a DAR, or you want to encourage someone you know to become, they just need to start. We need to find their lineage going back. The first thing you have to do, and this seems to be the hardest with some people, is you have to bring your birth certificate to us, a copy of your birth certificate, because that shows your parents. And then you can start looking back for lines. So as many family members as you know, as you're going back, just think of it. Every generation There are four people. And at the DAR conference in Washington, there was a lady who had identified 52 patriots. Now, I've not been that lucky. I only have two. I'm working on a couple of others. But they never stepped foot in Kentucky or Caldwell County. So you can become a member, and your person doesn't have to have been here. It's they just served in the American Revolution, which I think is an important thing for people to realize and know. And we have people who will help you trace, but you do have to provide a little bit of information that we know is proven to start working back. The most important thing that I'd like to say is I want you to know that what we're trying to do is connect the past, the present, and the future. So with your help, we can do that. Now, this, you can do that by this group figuring out something you can do for the 250. You have almost a year. Or if you are in another organization, maybe you can encourage them. If you'd like for me to come and bring my little pony show, I'll be happy to. Or if anyone feels so inclined to help with the bunting at the courthouse. But I really, truly would love to see all the organizations somehow or other being involved in doing something, because I think that's where the community activity has to be. I'd love for our, and we will be trying to do some things in the school system, because that's where it is, educating the youth, reminding them how important this 250th anniversary is. That's why we're all here. Thank you.